We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Police have made an arrest in one of these so-called Orbeez challenges. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Holly Hare.
Police have arrested 20-year-old Alex Montero from Yonkers in connection with this viral Orbeez challenge video. It shows a person firing water pellets from an Orbeez gun at a police officer Thursday. And as part of a trend that police say turned deadly on that same day in a separate incident, when an off-duty corrections officer fatally shot an 18-year-old who had an Orbeez gun. NYPD Chief of Patrol Jeff Madry says people should not be doing this.
The air-rifled ones that are air-propelled, they're unlawful.
Montero is charged with three counts of attempted assault. Holly Hare, 1010 Winds, outside the 44th Precinct in the Bronx.
If you're a runner, I hope you got your run in early today. It's a rough day for a race. Same for tomorrow, but the Verizon New York City Triathlon, produced by Lifetime, is still on. Cycling and run portions of the triathlon will be decreased. Cycling will go down to 12.4 miles. The run, 2.5 miles. Natalie Bushaw is with Lifetime.
We're talking to people regularly about make sure you get your sleep first and foremost. Make sure you are hydrated. Drink water, bring water, everything that you need to do. We'll have water stations. We have touchless water stations and Gatorade. So we will be able to fuel our athletes, several thousand of them.
City of Boston wasn't taking any chances. Our friends to the north and east have canceled tomorrow's scheduled triathlon in that city. The man who was accused of attacking Congressman Lee Zeldin on the campaign trail this week is now facing federal charges. U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District says David Jacobonis was arrested today on federal assault charges. He is the man already charged locally with approaching Zeldin and pointing what was called a black hardened plastic keychain with sharp points at the congressman Thursday upstate, near the Rochester area, actually. He had already been arrested and charged with attempted second-degree assault and then was released on bail. A suspect's in custody in connection with last night's shooting of a woman outside the Holiday Inn on the Lower East Side around 7 o'clock. 22-year-old victim was hit in the hip as she stood beside her child. The youngster wasn't hurt. The mother is expected to recover. Police say a gun was found at the scene. No word yet on the circumstances surrounding the shooting. And an off-duty corrections officer was shot around 5 o'clock this morning, leaving a club in Astoria, Queens. Police say the suspects apparently targeted him for his Rolex watch and gold chain. It happened on Steinway Street as the officer was heading for his car. He was shot in the thigh and is hospitalized in stable condition. The Correction Officers Benevolent Association is offering a $10,000 reward for any information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible. The boil water advisory continues today for seven Bergen County towns in New Jersey after E. coli was found in the water distribution system. It turned up after a water main break last Monday that was fixed Tuesday. The towns affected are Fairview, Cliffside Park, Ridgefield, Edgewater, Fort Lee, Palisades Park, and Leonia. The water company Veolia tells customers that they hope to resolve the problem within the next few days. Today and tomorrow, the New York Landmarks Conservancy is hosting its 12th annual Sacred Sites Open House, dubbed Open Doors. Conservancy President Peg Breen told 1010 Winds, the guided tours offer people a chance to see spots they haven't always been able to see otherwise.
These buildings are landmarks in the truest senses of that word. They mark the land. They really anchor their communities. And people will be amazed.
It's free. The program is free. And again, it goes again tomorrow. Abyssinian Baptist Church is one of the among the sites welcoming visitors this weekend on pre-booked tours. Other sites offer self-guided tours. And you can get more information at the New York Landmarks Conservancy website. Several people, including two children, are recovering after a boat explosion on Long Island Sound off Kings Point. Anthony DiDomenico is assistant superintendent of the Great Neck Port District. He says when the blast occurred, the response was immediate.
We saw that there was somewhat of a, like, small smoke starting to come. I then immediately said, okay, who's working for my staff? I saw him get into our launch boat, our tender, and actually jet out there.
5-year-old boy suffered several broken bones. 2 adults and an 11-year-old girl had cuts, bruises, and burns. An FDNY boat put out the blaze.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.